And welcome back to WSHIT's Entertainment This Evening, where we blow the news all over your face. It is with a sad and heavy heart that I must report that my co-anchor and good friend Jim Drangerson is reporting for the last time this evening. After 137 episodes and two seasons, WSHIT will never be the same. He's moving off to greener pastures, though. He'll be on your local radio station, WFUQU, serving the greater Crabapple area with soft and hard rock from the 80s, because sometimes it's soft and sometimes it's hard. We all know the station and we love it. Just for the pomp and circumstance, Jim, I'm going to let you close out today's show. Go ahead.
And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but. Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Any? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is that.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Right.
Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Jim, you are a gentleman and a scholar, though not necessarily in that order. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
sometimes you have such a great idea for a show, and the second that you open up the microphone, it all goes to shit. Like the time that Chrissy and I got an idea from a friend at Fireside to pretend that we had Bill Murray's actual cell phone number and then get people to leave him a message. It was kind of a funny premise that Chrissy and I wanted to do. But in the preparation for the show, I found a phone number that you could leave a message for Bill Murray. When we opened up the Fireside room and invited people to come up and leave Bill Murray a voicemail, an actual voicemail to actual Bill Murray, no one did. Not one person raised their hand, and Chrissy and I had no idea what to do. We couldn't believe it. It's like putting a sign outside of your bar that says free beer, and people are afraid to come in because they might get drunk. And so we really struggled for an hour and 30 minutes through this episode. But a good showman always knows to have a backup plan, and I did. I had some other funny voicemails left around the internet that I put on standby so Chrissy and I could listen to them and talk shit. So I'm going to spare you all the gory details and all the extraordinarily boring parts of the episode where Chrissy and I struggle to get someone to come up and talk to Bill Murray. But this episode is going to include the other parts where we listen to some funny voicemails from around the internet. We are super excited. The studio is built. The content is ready. Chrissy and I are raring to go, like two racing dogs foaming at the mouth, ready to chase that rabbit around the corners. We cannot wait to get in this brand new studio and record some brand new content for you next Tuesday, January 18th. Until then, listen to some crazy voicemails around the internet with Chrissy and I on TCB The Lost Tapes. Leave a message at the beep.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break!
Woo!
Sounded like a dead bird flying coming into land.
Me?
No, I did. That's another episode of the commercial break. Kids are taking their toll on my sleeping patterns, and it's I don't know how much longer I'm going to last.
Yeah, you're better than it by then.
Do I get a break? Is there a timeout somewhere?
Yes, it's called the commercial break.
This is not a break. I don't know what it was. Get into podcasting, they say. It'll be easy, they say. Record, and you'll have a million people listening, they say. Liars. Fucking liars, all of them.
Welcome to the commercial break. I am Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the commercial break. And I figure we're just going to get started with the big news of what everybody's talking about. I don't want to pretend like we're, like, I just don't want to ignore all the huge news story out
no,
there.
No, don't ignore it.
So I just want to dive right in. I don't want to delay any longer.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo's 16 years old.
I saw a story.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I truly feel
and
like
an old. And does not want to be called Honey Boo Boo anymore.
No, she wants to be called Honey Boo Boo. She wants to put a French spin on it. Honey Boo Boo. That poor girl, actually. It sounds like she went through kind of a miserable, I mean, listen.
Well, like, we couldn't have predicted that.
I think that it,
based on the show.
I don't think you have to. You have to have a degree from UCLA to figure out that girl was going to be a hot mess no matter what happened.
Yeah.
Because wasn't she on the, like, didn't her rise to stardom start when she was on, what's that show? Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yes.
First of all, can we, what brain trust put that, put that television show together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave it at that. How's that? Yeah. We're on fireside, so we'll be careful here. But, horrible idea for a television show in the first place, but then you've got these parents.
Well, it's a horrible idea for an event.
It's a horrible idea. Yeah, it's a horrible idea. True story. Good thinking, Lincoln. I would never parade my daughter around like that. Now, to each their own, but that's just not my, that's not going to be my path for success for my daughter.
Well, between Honey Boo Boo and JonBenet Ramsey, I mean, those are both bad stories.
JonBenet, that was a sad story too.
So
that's where she started, and then they gave her own television show because the whole family was just like off the turn-up truck funny, right?
Yeah.
And her mom, we'll get into her mom in the future. Has lost weight, gained it, smoked crack, didn't smoke crack.
Yeah.
Went from crystal to crack, back to crack.
That's one way to lose weight.
That is one way to lose weight. And so we'll get into Alana Boo Boo at some point in, or what's not Alana, but her mom. What's it, Mama Boo or whatever her name is? I've got some funny clips
Mama
of her.
We'll play it.
Yeah, Mama something. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. And we got a brand new phone number, 661 Best to You. That's best, the number two. And you, give us a call, send us a text message. We will not answer the phone, but we accept voicemails. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you that are outside the country, so I don't want any complaining. Someone complained. They got a bill because they were texting me. They were texting us, and then they got a bill, and they were like, I didn't know you were charging me a dollar, you know, not
it's
a dollar,
not
a euro, €0.05 or whatever. I'm like, I'm not charging you shit.
It's
no
not
one
us.
Gave me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not us. It's your phone company. So don't go somewhere else and complain there. I don't want to hear it. I get enough complaints about the commercial break. I don't want to hear your shit. I need a whole department to handle the complaints that are going on in the commercial break. I have exciting news. I got Bill Murray's phone number.
What?
I've got his phone number, the phone number that he uses to collect voice messages about future projects. He actually set up a phone number, his agency did or whatever, to set up a phone number.
Yeah.
Just like we did for the commercial break, right? Only, you know, Steven Spielberg's not calling us about
shit. Not yet.
Bunch of rednecks.
Not yet.
My body, my choice. So Bill Murray's phone number, I have it, and I would like to see if we can, I don't know, make a plea to get Bill Murray onto the commercial break via Fireside. I think that would be an exciting thing for the show. I believe it'd be exciting for Fireside.
He's one of my favorites.
He's Goonga, Goonga La Goonga. That's all I got to say. On my deathbed, you should have received total consciousness. And so I've got that going for me. I believe that we might be able to pull this off if we, A, bother him enough, or B, tickle him in the right way at the right time,
it's
if you know
fancy.
What I mean. Yes. So since we're live on Fireside, maybe we'll get some of the people that are in the audience to help us out. I can kind of cut and paste a nice long voice message to Bill Murray. So we'll do that in a few minutes. No, I'm not going to give the phone number out. I think that would be rude. I got it on Reddit, and I'm going to.
There's
an implied privacy between me and. Yeah, you go find it. I actually had to pay someone to do that. Because here's the deal. Bill Murray has had this phone number set up, or a phone number set up, for a number of years. This is no secret. He's talked about it in interviews. People have shared various versions of this phone number around for years. And I guess that at one point it got so popular that it was just voicemail after voicemail. As you can imagine, because it's Bill fucking Murray, right? I mean, he's a legend. People want to talk to him. They want to believe like they're connecting with
him. Like in all my favorite movies.
Yeah, what? Okay, so name a favorite movie of yours, Bill Murray.
Oh, Spies Like Us, Groundhog Day, you know, all of them. Ghostbusters. Like,
I think all of the Wes Anderson movies where he's in are brilliant.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Caddyshack is classic. Any time that he spent on Saturday Night Live, even though it was short-lived, was
Stripes. Brilliant.
Stripes is pretty fucking funny. That's a good one. Stripes is a good one. Uh-huh. I like Stripes. He's been in so many movies. And then he was in Lost in Translation, where did he win an Academy Award for that? Or he almost won an Academy Award
and then
for
he was
Best
also
Supporting
in,
Actors?
In another
Actress.
One.
Best Supporting Actress. I'm going to leave that on his voicemail. Yes. I think you're due for Best Supporting Actress.
He was in another one that's on Apple TV right now. And it's, I think that was, again, a Sofia Coppola director. Thing.
He seems to buddy up with some of these directors and then he just kind of takes it. Maybe it's because they have his actual direct phone number.
Right.
According to legend, according to lure, he has no cell phone.
Uh-huh.
I find that hard to believe in the year 2021, but at least that's what he tells people. I think that's a smart idea.
It
I'm
going
to start telling my children, I don't have a cell phone number. Daddy will be back in a minute.
Right.
I'm so tired, Chris.
I'll call you.
I'm so tired. Here's the thing. You get these children, right? And they're bundles of joy. And everybody says, what a great thing. This is going to change your life. You're going to be a great father. Everything's going to go wonderfully.
Yeah.
They don't come with a fucking handbook. Yeah. No one tells you what to do. You know, they give you all the good parts about having children. And they forget to leave out all of the dirty diapers and the sleeper aggression and the nonstop ever-loving tantrums that they're going to throw all day and all night.
Right.
It's not that I don't love my children. I'm pretty sure I do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretty sure I do. It's that, you know, they are not good for my sleeping patterns. So we got to figure it out. I told Astrid, I said, there's got to be a service out there where you give them to the service and then they bring them back in the morning, refreshed and ready to go for the day.
It's called having another wing of the house and a nanny.
Yeah, a nanny. Nanny.
It's the service.
Do you think I should use two of the $7 a month that I'm making here on the commercial break for my nanny?
Yes.
Yeah, someone gave me a wise-ass idea. They were like, you should get a sleep nanny or a sleep nurse.
Yes.
And I was like, a sleep nurse? What is that? Well, we've had a sleep nurse for a number of years. They come in and at like 7 or 8 o'clock, and they stay with you throughout the night.
Uh-huh.
And when they need fed, they get fed. And when they have they're crying, they get paid attention to. And I'm like, That sounds like a rent-a-parent. Like, I mean, isn't that the hard part about parenting? Best to them. If I could afford it, I probably, at this point, I'd take anything. But here's the thing. My daughter, who's been sleeping in her crib wonderfully for now a year and a half, is going through what they call sleep regression, which means that for whatever fucking reason, she's upset in the middle of the night, and she doesn't want to stop crying, like the kind of blood-curdling cry that no parent can ignore.
Right.
So Astrid and I try our best. We know. You can't go in there every single time and just, you know, rock her back to sleep, because that's just going to be a habit. She'll never be able to break. And I've already got one kid sleeping in the bed. I don't need two kids sleeping in the bed. Well, you know what? Every night for the last 5 nights, I wake up and my daughter is in the bed. And I'm like, Astrid, what happened? And she's like, I don't know.
I'm seeing the exact same thing that happened with my sister. So
is this what happened with your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe
two
your
kids
maybe your
bed.
Sister could be my night nurse. I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
She doesn't want any more either.
Okay, let's get into it. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, I said tcbpodcast.com. I said the new phone number at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. That's where you can watch all of the video of The Commercial Break and give a special thanks to Fireside Chat. You can download that on the App Store. Join us. Just follow me. That's Brian Green or Chrissy Hoadley, TCB Chrissy. Is that who you are?
No, Chrissy Bransford.
Because you changed that.
I wanted to be TCB Chrissy, but it's...
I wonder why sometimes we don't, like, you know, we have all these people listening and then we'll say something and we get minimal response.
Just look for Chrissy Bransford.
And you know why
connected
we get minimal
Brian
response?
Green.
You know why we get minimal response? Because we can't get any of our fucking information correct.
No.
That's why.
I know. I was just trying to correct you.
Okay, I'm not even going to get into it. So in preparation for Bill Murray's voicemail, I thought that we would review some voicemails that I found out there in the deep anals of the internet. And
you said anal.
I did. I thought I would review some of these voicemails that I found out there on the internet. And we can figure out what not to do. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready? What do you want to do? I'm going to give you a choice here.
Okay.
We can go. Crazy Ashley is the name of the voicemail. Or we could do Crazy Cat Lady Part 1 and Part 2.
Oh.
So you would, wherever you want to go, you start with it. You
Let's
tell me which one you want to do.
Crazy Cat Lady.
You want to go Crazy Cat Lady? Yeah. Voicemail? Okay.
I guess we this start is, with Part
here's
1.
Here's the story.
I kind of want to start with Part 2.
Well, Part 1, Part 2. There's actually a Part 3 also, and maybe we'll get to that if we have enough time. Huh. Here it is. Ready? Here's the story.
Okay.
Guy lives in a house. Does not live in a building. He lives in a house. And he gets this following voice message from a lady that he has never met before in his entire life. And he does what every good citizen in the United States does. He posts her drama to the internet. Ready? Okay, yes. Here we go.
Okay.
This is a voicemail he gets, series of voicemails that he gets. I'm affectionately referring to it as Crazy Cat Lady.
Good afternoon. It's your friendly neighbor. And I would like to know if you have a copy of my key to my apartment, because I believe I entrusted you with my key, because, you know, in case of emergency, I do need someone else to have a copy, and of course it's preferable to be someone in the building so that I don't have to travel too far to get the key.
So far I'm following her, right?
Kind of.
Makes a lot of sense.
She just thinks this person has a copy of the key.
She has a copy of the key. That I mean, I'm hoping that I entrusted you with a copy of my key is not how I'd start that message, but I think she said encrusted and not entrusted. I'm hoping you encrusted.
Copy of my
encrusted key. Yeah, there you go. But if you don't know if you gave that neighbor a key, isn't that like an indication of trouble right off the bat?
It is.
I've given my key to a lot of people. I'm pretty sure I remember who they are.
Yes.
Okay, follow the voicemail. Remember, this guy does not live in this building. He does not live anywhere near this building. He doesn't even know what this lady is talking about.
Okay.
If in case of emergency, should I lose it or misplace it or some such thing? And so I would like to know, if you have my key, I would like it returned to me, and I hope you haven't made copies of it.
Well,
again, I think this is all information she should have given him before handing him the key, right? I just want you to have a key just in case. I don't want to have to travel.
Yeah.
She's giving this to him post key. It's like she ran around the building just dropping off keys.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to call you one day to keep this shit. It's a treasure hunt.
Right. She stuck it under somebody's mat.
Yeah.
And then now she's like, I think I dropped it at your place.
Oh, we'll get to that. Wait until she explains how you can drop things under her door.
One of my cats appears to have disappeared, and whether you had rescued him, perhaps he escaped into the hall.
She's like really putting a lot on this guy.
One of my 27 cats is gone.
Did you pick up a cat? Do you have my key? Have you made a copy?
Yes. Do you know where my husband is?
Right.
I checked my freezer. That's where I left him last. This is already way sideways.
Yeah.
Do you know where my cat is? No, I don't know where your cat.
I'm hoping you picked him up.
Yeah, hoping you have a copy of my key. Do you even live in my building? And by the way, have you seen one of my 27 cats? He's out there somewhere.
Could you come talk to me or leave me a message? And if you have the key, you can just put it in an envelope and slip it under the door. There's no problem with slipping things under the door as long as it's not a bomb.
Good caveat.
With absolutely no irony in her voice.
Yeah.
She says, it's cool to slip things under my door as long as it's not a bomb.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of which bomb fits under a door.
Right.
But I'm no bomb maker on the same. Maybe if you could slip a bomb under her door, that's how the cat got out also.
Yeah.
Like, where's my cat? Where's my key? Don't put a bomb under my door.
Yeah.
Gets worse.
Or any other harmful device. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, no problem.
See you later. Catch me at the pool.
Yeah.
You want to come over for
introduce
a drink
yourself
later?
Yeah. Next time I see you.
Are you still single? Voicemail number 2.
Well, we'll be putting you in a home, buddy boy, if you don't get your zip off my butt. This is a warning.
To be clear, she did not say if you get your beak off my... She did not say if you get your D off my butt. She said if you get my zip off your butt.
What?
I have no idea what this lady is talking about, but she's going to put him in a home.
She's been some other
this
things.
This guy is
under
like, I already live in a home. It's nowhere near yours. I don't know who you are.
She might have been slipped some other things underneath their door.
Yeah,
this
lady's
a little rat.
Yeah, she's obviously struggling with reality.
Seriously, seriously, drop it. That's your problem, not mine. My butt is a holy virgin, so goodbye.
What?
My vet is the holy virgin, so goodbye.
This took a turn.
Get this message.
This took a turn in the second part.
I don't want you to slip any bombs under my door. I need to know where my cat is. By the way, do you have my key? Are you aware of the weather? What's on Channel 7? Do you know what time Dr. Phil is on? Which book is the Oprah of the Month Club? Just need some additional information before I let you go. I think I had a neighbor like this one.
I had
a neighbor like this once.
I think we all have.
Number three. Are you ready? Three? Short but sweet. Get to the point.
Wow. You may return my cat in the morning.
Wow. Whoa.
That's a way to get his attention.
You may return my cat in the morning.
You may return my cat in the morning.
Okay.
I talked to my husband about it. You're able to return the cat
being
in the morning.
Polite.
Wow. Can you imagine getting that voice message?
No.
You have no idea who it is.
I would definitely upload that to the internet as well.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. I mean, listen.
I've gotten some funny Google voice messages before.
What's the best voicemail you've ever gotten?
Well, I mean, I got some crazy Google voice messages because I guess my number used to be a payroll section of some company.
Oh, really?
And so people would call me all the time.
Pissed off that they didn't get their check?
Because I had like the Google voice number connected to my gate at the apartment.
Okay.
So I would get these people calling me saying, hey, you've left money out of my check. Blah, blah, blah. A couple of times I called him back. I'm like, hey, just so you know, you're not reaching the right person.
You called them back?
I did, just because I felt bad. They didn't have their
that's
money.
That's really sweet of you.
They didn't have their money.
I think the best voicemail that I ever gotten was I've ever gotten was from a friend of mine who was in New Orleans. And she called me one night and left me a message explaining that she was like, oh my God, I can't believe Las Vegas is so incredible. It's such a beautiful city. I love the casinos here. Da 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 da. X, Y, and Z, right?
Yeah.
And she hangs up the phone. And I realize that she's not, in fact, in Las Vegas. She's in New Orleans. But she leaves me a series of messages, increasingly drunk, increasingly excited about how wonderful Las Vegas is. And I'm like, don't worry. We have Bales Bondman friends in both universes. Or the message I got from Henry Winkler recently.
Right.
Oh, that was a good one, too. I should have played that one. All right, you ready? I want you to listen to this voicemail that was left by a gentleman who's on his way to work. I think maybe people have heard this one. I think I remember hearing this one. He's on his way to work. He's driving down the street. He's telling his boss he's going to be late to work. You ready for this?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped him and turned him around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too.
First of all, this goes on for a minute. It's really funny, but this guy has given the best color commentary of any car wreck ever. I think someone from ESPN
like
needs to get on.
Yeah.
There's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman that looks like Mother Goose.
His voice keeps laughing.
office.
Oh,
just
in my
faces.
God.
It's a dog, Mother Goose.
She's got, oh, she beat him. She's got this huge big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. She picked this Bible up and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version.
He's giving details on the Bible. It was a hardback. New Testament plus Old Testament. Oh my gosh. It's a Funkin' Wagnalls, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
She's got an umbrella. It's Mickey Mouse.
He's using it like a cattle prod.
He's using it like a cattle prod.
Oh. Oh, they're still beating the hell out of this guy.
I love that he was just calling in to say he was going to be late for work.
By the way, this is just calling in to say I'm on my way to... Sounded like he was like an ambulance driver. I'm on my way to that emergency at 2534 Arden Road. But I'm going to stop here for 10 to 12 minutes to do color commentary on,
like a wreck.
On a fender bender over 7th Street. Hey, Jerry, I just want to let you know I'm going to be an additional couple minutes late because I've left you. First of all, whose voicemail goes this long, by the way?
Raise it up above her head and just beam the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of it. okay, he's up on the car.
This guy.
Oh, my God.
He's running to his car. He's out of here.
That laugh is like a cartoon laugh.
It's unbelievable.
She's talking to him as he's driving off. I wish you would have been here.
Well, I actually just told you everything that happened. There's probably no point. He just gave us the play-by-play-by-play. Oh, Jerry's good, huh?
Oh my gosh, he's great.
Okay, let's one more, and then I want to, get started on the Bill Murray voicemail. So, for those of you just joining us, I got a hold of Bill Murray's phone number, the one that he uses to collect information about future projects. Supposedly, I want everyone to understand that this is a phone number I found on the internet. I done some verifying on my own that this is probably Bill Murray's voicemail number. So it just goes directly to his voicemail. So I'd like, if anybody wants to help us put together a voicemail for Bill Murray to come on to Fireside, you want to give a love note to Bill Murray, you want to tell them about whatever, I don't care. Tell a joke, say anything. We'll give everybody, like, let's say 15 to 30 seconds to say something to Bill Murray, and then I'll cut and splice that up. And listen, if we have as long as Jerry did on his voice message, we'll have 7.5 minutes. I wanted to play this for you. Let me see here. Do you remember back in the day, like when we had the answering machines?
Yes.
And they would make tapes that you could put on there.
With
the pre-recorded crazy messages. You know, nobody's home.
Right.
Nobody's home.
They would sell those on TV.
I found a commercial for one of those. You want to listen?
Yes.
Just like reminisce a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, he actually used to have, I feel like Jerry laughing. They used to have these voice message machines. It wasn't actually inside of your phone. It was outside of your
phone.
Right. It's newfangled technology. You had to press play or pause or stop. It was a machine. It's probably a foot by a foot in some cases. There was a tape in it, and that tape.
A little tiny tape.
There was actually, there might have been two tapes in it sometimes, right? You know, one for the outgoing and one for the incoming.
Yeah.
Someone would call your phone, it would ring 4 times, and then the voice message
would pick up, click, click,
and the tape would start. And it'd be like, hey, it's the Green family, leave a message.
Yeah.
We all thought this was incredible technology back in the day, right?
Yes.
And then the tape would...
Never do it with my family.
And the tape would record the messages, and then you would literally press... You'd wait for that little blinking light when you got home. The light was blinking.
Yeah, then you meant a message.
Then it was exciting.
What?
The whole family would gather around the answering machine and press play.
Who left a message?
Who left a message? Was it for Brian or Dad or Mom? Who knows?
Your electricity is being cut off here next week.
Mr. Green, this is Roswell. You're 7 months behind on your water bill.
And we found your dog down the street without a leash, shitting on the Johnson's lawn. And that's how it went. And then someone would leave a message. They would record it, and then you would actually play it back.
And then you would dodge the electricity company calling again.
Yes. This is back before our car warranties, all our car warranties were expiring.
Oh my God, I've been getting those messages. Shit.
I mean, they are sneaky, too.
The car warranty.
I got one the other day. It said, what did it say? It said, Office of the President of the United States or some shit like that. And I answer. I'm like, hello? Yeah. I've been meaning to get a hold of you about your car warranty. And I'm like, President Biden? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I think you ought to go back to bed, Mr. Biden. A long couple days.
Yeah,
yeah, they're sneaky. Those little, those scoundrels. Things.
I can't believe you're getting them too. I thought it was just me.
No, I get them, and then I get reduce your student loan debt. You know, I heard you've just been in a car accident. I can lower your car insurance. Yep. All kind of crazy stuff. Okay, this and so as an ancillary product, as a joke product, what they would do is there'd be an infomercial on at night, and they would sell you pre-recorded outgoing messages. Uh-huh. So your message on your voicemail right now. This is what
it would sound very professional.
Very professional. Let's listen. By the way, this is $17.99 for this fucking tape. $17.99, which was like $300 back in 1982 with inflation.
Hey ho, are you sorry that I'm not at home? But when I get the message on my telephone, you'll be the first one on my list.
Crazy Calls, a tape of 7 different songs and funny recordings for answering machines.
I am very sorry that I'm not at home to take your call.
Only $14.95.
When I will get right back to you.
Message. Give someone the gift of gab for their answering machine.
Calling a friend. What you've actually done is bought a one-way ticket to the answering machine.
Yeah.
Nobody's home.
Nobody's
home.
I'm glad you called, but I'm not home. But I'll be back before too long.
I remember that one.
A tape of
wait for the beep. When you go back to the 80s, you realize just how much appropriation of culture was going on.
Yeah.
Every single training video in fast food history had some kind of rap component to it, rap component to it, and they're even doing it here. I mean, it's
seven different songs and funny recordings for only
$14.95. At least they included, you know, Mozart.
I anybody's appropriating Mozart.
Wait for the beat. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number.
Order.
Wait for the beat.
Call you back.
I wish the days were simpler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But $17 fucking dollars for that, Chrissy.
$17. I would order that right now.
Let's do it.
I have on mine.
Let's order it right. I bet you know somebody's making a version of that somewhere.
Yeah.
You know somebody's making a version. Well, I mean, I guess you can like, isn't there, there must be celebrities that have outgoing messages.
Yeah.
Where you pay
like
for
Cameo
it and it's like.
Cameo would do it.
Cameo. You know? Do you know how some of those people are making on Cameo?
Well, yeah.
I thought about doing it, but then I thought, who's going to pay for me to say anything? Like, I don't think anybody paid for Brian Greene Cameo, but do you know that their top earner on Cameo, I think, was, who was it? Maybe somebody can help me out with this.
I think the low earner on Cameo is Rudy Giuliani. So.
Rudy Giuliani needs to collect some money quick. Yeah. But the top earner was making like $1.5 million just on doing cameos. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I don't know.
Why can't we do that?
That's what this podcast is all about. Fortune and fame awaits us.
Our Cameo
fortune and fame awaits us, clearly, Chrissy.
Clearly.
Look at all these people just handing us paychecks for doing what we're doing. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, it's Dominic. I met you tonight. You're so cute. Oh, my God. Ryan, I hope you remember me. You're so cute. You hit it off right away. I loved your shirt. And I think you're so funny. And I really, like, I've never felt that kind of chemistry before. And we both have the same interest in yo-yos.
Ooh. Yo-yos.
I haven't been on the dating scene in a while. But this is the kind of voice message you want to get at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, screw all that 2 days rule where someone waits 2 days to call you back.
We had
this girl
a great
went
connection.
Right in. Yeah, she said, you know what? I love Ryan right off the bat, and I'm not going to wait one more second to talk to Ryan about how much I love him and his yo-yos. What is that? Who goes to a bar with a yo-yo?
Hey, Ryan.
Where can you buy a yo-yo?
Hey, Ryan.
Variety store.
I met you tonight. You're so cute. Oh, my God. Ryan, I hope you remember me. You're so cute. You hit it off right away. I loved your shirt. And I think you're so funny.
I love your shirt.
And I love
really
your shirt.
Like, I've never felt that kind of chemistry before. And we both have the same interest in yo-yos. So you think that's funny? No one else likes yo-yos like we like yo-yos. Remember, Ryan? I hope you remember. I hope you remember. Anyway, I know you said that tomorrow's kind of crazy for you, you know, with all that stuff, you know.
You know how 2 seconds ago I said I wish that someone would call me at the end of the night? I want to retract my statement. And I want to say the following. Maybe there's a reason why you wait 2 days to call somebody.
There is.
You guys get all the vodka out of your system.
Yes.
This poor girl.
Yeah.
Does this reek of desperation or is this cute to you?
No, I mean, it's just drunkenness.
Let me give you a third choice. Does this reek of desperation? Yeah. Is this cute or has she had too much Jaeger?
Yes, too much Jaeger and Red Bull or whatever.
Figure out what she wants to tell Ryan next.
I mean, no one else likes yo-yos like we like yo-yos. Remember, Ryan? I hope you remember. I hope you remember. Anyway, I know you said that tomorrow's kind of crazy for you, you know, with all that stuff, you know. But I'd love to get in touch with you this week, next week. Anyway, just reach out.
I'd love to get a hold of you at any time ever.
Let's speak next week.
Yeah. I hope it's tomorrow, but, you know, I remember you have all that stuff to do. But feel free to call
your
me anytime
activities.
In the next year. Yeah, I've cleared my schedule for the ever for you, Ryan.
Yeah, call me anytime.
Call me anytime. Wait for the beep.
You're free. I gave you my business card. I hope you remember. I work at eBay. eBay. That's
EBAY. EBAY.
EBAY. Wait, she's got a store on eBay too?
She said she works for eBay.
Oh.
She's gonna EBAY. Not to be confused with the other eBay.
Yeah.
EEBAE.
EBAY.
Love ya.
I think you've heard of it. You remembered it kind of. Anyway, Ryan, I hope you had a great rest of the night. You look so cute tonight in your little shirt and your little pants. I know you said you had to leave urgently. I hope everything's okay.
Whoa.
Yes, excuse me. I have to leave urgently. My crazy detector went off.
I've got surgery coming up tomorrow.
I've got surgery right now. I forgot I'm supposed to be in surgery. Are you a doctor? No, I'm literally getting surgery right now.
You're a cute little... there's your home loan.
Yeah.
There's your new home loan colleague.
Oh, my God.
And the Justin's on men too, so... I hope that, you know, everything's good. But I hope you have a great Friday night. You deserve a great weekend, and... call me, email me,
I am me. Call me the second you get out of surgery. I'll be waiting outside the hospital door.
Your cute little tiny shirt.
I have been guilty of this.
I mean, I'm picturing like a too small shirt.
Yeah, I'm picturing like Ryan, you know, kind of like a body like I have, you know?
No, I'm picturing muscular. Like Tommy Boy.
Oh,
like in
Tommy
a tiny
Boy.
Little shirt.
Are you thinking like Jersey Boy? Like, are you thinking like tight jeans? Wife beater.
This
is probably
an
inappropriate name for a t-shirt in 2021, but I just can't think of a better one.
It's called a tank top.
Oh, tank top. There you go. That's what they call it. Unbelievable.
A white tank top.
A white tank top. And I can imagine.
Ribbed.
By the way, I've been guilty of this. I think I've been guilty of even this exact message. Hey, lady.
Hey.
Hey, bartender.
Oh, the girl that was at my pool with the thong.
That's oh, my God. No, I never called her back.
He pays me. You have all my contact information. Can't wait to hear from you soon. Have a great night, Ryan. And I'll talk to you soon, okay? Oh, and if you need to get in touch with me, I'll be at Jamba Juice. So, you know.
Jamba Juice.
I thought she said she was going to be at eBay.
Well. Yeah. Either one.
Maybe she's got two jobs.
She's on eBay at Jamba Juice.
She's a motivated woman. She's got two jobs, Jamba Juice and eBay. Maybe she's selling her Jamba Juice on eBay.
Could be.
There you go.
Where I work, Jamba Juice. That's J-A-M-B-A. B-A. Juice. Juice as in J, like J as in shoot. Oh my gosh.
J as in
juice.
Nothing's coming to me. J as in Greg.
So out of it.
J as in J. J for J.
Yeah.
You make me so nervous, Ryan. J as in juice. U as in Eunice.
Like Eunice.
Eunice is spelled with an E, I'm pretty sure. I love this girl. I wish she would call us.
It's a name. Oh, I love that name. I as in I. C as in cat. Cat. E as in
meow.
Okay. So I'll be at Jamba Juice. Talk to you soon. And, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call whenever. I'm available.
You don't say.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Bye, Ryan.
I'm way available.
That's the next day. Guilty. You're like, what did I leave? What did I say?
I am so guilty of this. I know. That's when you wake up and you're like, holy shit.
And then you're like, just go with it. Just go. It's okay.
The thing I do not
miss.
It's
not as bad as you don't remember it.
Yeah, you try and reason it. And then right? And then I would like call you to triangulate stories.
Yes.
Here's how a typical night would go. We'd go to the bar.
Brian and I, yeah.
However many, you know, thousands of drinks in, we were around all of our friends. Inevitably, yeah. I would hit on some bartender or somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I would sometimes, you know, maybe 10% of the time I happen to get
and
lucky
I'm talking
and get
to
a
the guy
phone number.
Next to me.
Yeah, you've got some guy down the street. And then we'd come together at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then all the way home, we'd be calling whoever it is we just met. And then we would wake up in the morning, and I'd triangulate a story with you.
Yes,
I'd be like, I didn't call that girl too many times last night, did I? You'd always make me feel better. You're like, no. I think you call her 4 to 7 times. In a range of 4 to 10 times. I'm not really sure. It says 22 on my phone. Right. No, not that many. No.
Those were where you just tried and then stopped.
There was like 12 times when it just went straight to voicemail. So, but you didn't say anything. Yeah. I'm kind of thinking.
Straight to voicemail.
Those are the times when she sent you straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got
but
it.
You didn't leave a message.
Yeah. So do you think I should call her now?
No, just let it settle in.
How about after brunch?
Yeah.
Get some food in our tummy and a nap. Yeah. We'll think about it. There's a reason why I never dated any of those people because I was too embarrassed to call back. I was like, well, blew it again.
Yep.
Couldn't keep your phone in your pocket, could you? Dumb shit.
Oh, the phone.
Oh my God.
Oh, the phone. Wasn't there supposed to be something one time that was like a Google product that made you do something before you called? While you were drunk?
Yeah, the Google rolled out. Yeah.
just try and blow.
They came out with the drunk dial, Fred. I think it was just try and blow.
You can't, then you can't call.
What we want you to do is when you're drunk, you blow directly into the screen of your phone. If it doesn't dial the person you're trying to connect,
then you're shut out.
You're shut out. You're locked. Put your phone down. Throw it in the toilet. Don't worry. 12 is waterproof. Yeah. Up to 12 hours. I think Google had a product
something like that.
Yes, they did. It
seemed like a really good idea.
It was like you could dial, but it was a 10-minute delay, right?
Oh.
And it said, do you want to cancel this phone call? Oh. Are you sure?
No, I want to call.
Yeah, because I think they figured after 10 minutes you're that drunk, you're getting distracted by something else. Rerun of Star Wars? Let's order a pizza.
Fletch.
Yeah.
My thing was always right. Watching Fletch.
Stripes is on again. let's play one more. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
This lady is really upset about the grocery store being closed.
Are you really sorry that you're closed at 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve? Are you? Because you should be. My New Year's Eve is now ruined. I had plans to buy at least 1.5 liters of Messina, as I do every week.
Messina is an ice cream. down under, just to let you know. Like our Ben and Jerry's, it's Messina is like the down under version of.
Just so you know.
Just so you know.
I was going to buy.
You know what I mean?
I was going to buy a liter of ice cream.
I was going to buy a liter of ice cream, but.
That's really cutting into that grocery store profits now.
Yeah, she's so upset.
Sit on my couch and eat it, and then make New Year's resolutions to never eat it again. And you know what? Because you were closed, it's going to make my New Year's resolution of not eating Messina so much easier because I am very, very upset right now. I have a serious relationship with Messina. Messina was there for me through the hardest times of my life. It was there when I had the happiest times of my life. I even got married with Messina. Not with Messina, but Messina was there.
Esker really likes
people
her ice cream.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like this is also a message that I probably have left someone. You got to be kidding me. You don't deliver past 10 miles. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The cart. We had 4 flavors. They were amazing. And now you're not going to be there to celebrate a new year with me. It's been a really hard year and I really wanted you to be there. I just feel like a good friend has really let me down. But you know what? I will move on. I will. And I'm just sorry.
This is a true story in perseverance, right?
She's working herself out. She's like, I'll move on.
Yeah, she's like...
I'm just realizing now what I'm saying.
You know, I have a relationship with Messina.
I'm moving on.
Who is this I'm talking to again?
Exactly.
I think she meant to leave this for her boyfriend. Started off with the grocery store.
Yeah.
Then she got confused and went back to her boyfriend or loved one, right? I'm assuming boyfriend, loved one. And then it went back to ice cream. And she pulled it back together nicely, though.
I had to end this way. And I hope you are sorry. Because when you say, I'm sorry, you should really mean it. And I hope you really mean it this time.
Ice cream? Did she expect the ice cream?
Has she left this message before? She just said, this time.
No.
I hope you really mean it.
I guess this is goodbye. It was fun while it lasted.
Wow.
That's a little dramatic.
Scooper?
That's
falling
the scooper.
To the floor?
She just threw it behind her neck.
Dang it.
Fuck you, Messina. I've had enough. I love how she opened it up with, I've had a relationship with Messina. I got married with Messina. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't actually get married to Messina.
No, not
Messina
to Messina. She had
wedding.
To clarify, right? Yeah. Messina was at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then she says, you know, every year I get a pint of Messina and I eat it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then I have a New Year's resolution. I won't eat it again until New Year's Eve.
Yep.
But you're making it easier thanks to you being closed. He's so angry. She's so angry.
And she's like, I'll get through it.
So entitled for her Messina.
Call Messina.
You want to listen to one more?
Mendina Messina.
You want to listen to one more?
Yeah.
Hey, loser face. It's me.
That's a fantastic opening.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
That is, hey, loser face.
Hey, why wait till the end of the show to give him your best?
It's, yeah.
It's like Led Zeppelin opening up a Stairway to Heaven. Hey, loser face.
Just wanted to know, I did not... absolutely did not deserve your rudeness and being mean and being an asshole to me. I did nothing but be nice and be honest with how I felt.
And it sounds like it. Loser face.
I wonder what she said to him.
Wait, like, I wonder what she opened up that other conversation. To be fair, I have crazy boyfriend emails, voice messages too. It's not all on the female side. There actually are a few. The ones from the boyfriends are much crazier than ones from the girlfriend.
Oh, I've
because
heard them.
There's
personally.
A hint of threat in them,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like it feels so machismo and aggressive. Yeah. It's like it. I don't know. It's almost not funny to play. It's almost something you don't make fun of, right?
Yeah.
I hate you, and I will from now on. You are up there with the. One other guy I have ever hated so much in my life.
You are down at the bottom of my list of people to have sex with, but at the top of the list of people I hate. Well, one you and one other guy. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one is worse. Loser face.
Congratulations. You are a chicken shit who cannot accept the fact that someone did what they did for some other reason, and forgiving and be kind and understanding. And I hate you.
I feel like she just strung some words together. Yeah. There. I feel like this is the message my mom would leave me. Yeah.
What?
Brian, hi. Me and Irving were talking earlier. Turtles. Judge Judy, new couch. Flooring. Pound cake. Talk to you later.
I'm just stringing words together.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have an excuse to call me, so she just strings words together and leaves it on a voice message.
Yes.
That's the voice message I should play.
At least she didn't start off with loser face.
Not this time. Not this time. I feel like that's what she said right when I came out of the womb.
Right.
Okay, we'll call that one shithead and that one loser face.
And I always will. So fuck you. And don't ever call me again.
Wait, hold on. You called him.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me again. Mm-hmm. And this is the last time I'm calling you.
Don't ever fucking email me to be your connection or anything, because I fucking hate you now.
I feel like that's a reference to weed.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or some kind of narcotic.
Some kind of drug you slip under the door.
Yeah. I don't think she... I don't think she's talking about a discount at the wedding store.
I don't think so. The connection. Connect.
Oh, and I always will. And so does my sister, Abby. And so does my mother. Congratulations. You are up there with Jim, and you always will be. Fucking piece of shit.
If you listen closely, you can hear clearly Sister Abby is in the background feeding her lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. Open up with loser face. Make sure he knows I hate him too.
Exactly. Mention
I've been
me.
Involved
Mention
in those
me.
Conversations.
Mention me.
Mention me. Tell him I hate him too. That way he knows.
Two people.
Meanwhile, Jim's like, whatevs.
Yeah.
Guys deal with breakups completely differently than girls deal with breakups, I feel like, right? Is that we completely ignore all emotion right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it hits us like 2 weeks later, right? And then we're just a mess. I feel
the
like.
The girls, what's all the emotion up front?
Yeah, I feel like they're a little bit more present and they kind of get it.
Later,
yeah.
I'm like, see ya.
Breakups are usually planned to some degree. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Depending on who it is. Yeah.
Jim's like, whatever. I'm going down to the whiskey wheel.
I got a new
that.
Connection.
Yeah.
I found a new connection.
You said your sister Abby hates me, but your sister Terry. She's in the car with me right now.
I'm still in with the family.
Yeah, I'm still in. Your mom will come around. She figures out.
You are scared of your own fucking shadow. You're a loser. Bye.
Bye. I love Bye. Everyone's so polite. Bye. Talk to you later.
Never call me again.
I mean? Never have a phone conversation with me again. I think my favorite out of this whole thing is meow. You can return my
cat
tomorrow.
I'm not a cat.
You can return my cat tomorrow. Oh!
Woo-hoo.
Must mean it's time to go. All right, we're going to get our technical difficulties worked out.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week
with
Bill Murray's voice.
We're still working
on
this.
We're still working
on
it. Yeah, sorry, I didn't test it out before.
Still massaging fireside.
Didn't test it out. I mean, I did test it out, but now in theory it worked, and then in practice it didn't. It's okay. You know, this shit happens. We'll get over it.
It's like how you learn.
That's right. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I, find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from one location. No reason to go to multiple places. Come on down to TCB Podcast. Come on down to TCBpodcast.com.
Come on.
Loser waving. Face.
We're waving you in.
Yeah, we're waving you in.
Yeah.
The water's warm. Website's there.
It is.
At the commercial break on
it's warm,
Instagram.
Warm, but not too warm. Not pee warm.
Yeah, pee warm is too warm.
It is.
You know, I went down to Florida to go on vacation,
yeah.
And the pool was
like pee water.
It was like pee water.
Yeah.
It was hot.
It's too hot.
Nothing refreshing about it.
No.
Right? Join us on Fireside. Go download Fireside Chat on the App Store. Our good friends at Fireside will—they'll probably let you in. It might take a day or two, but they'll probably let you in, depending on what kind of—well, whatever.
As long as you're not a loser face.
Yeah, as long as you're not a loser face. Loser face. Never call me again. It's like you called me. Well, whatever. This is the last time I'm
technical.
Calling you. Abby.
Technical.
Abby wants you to know this is the last time we're calling.
Yeah.
And Mom too. 661-BEST-2-YOU, 661-BEST, the number 2, and you. You can leave us a text message or a voicemail. That's the new phone number.
Ha! Yeah, so exciting. Wait, I want to do that guy's voice, that guy's laugh.
Yeah.
He just hit her with a cane! I'm going to be 30 to 70 more minutes late.
What if that guy just made all that up just to be late?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. 138 episodes, 2 seasons, 2 million downloads. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Chrissy and I are ultra grateful for all of the support that we have gotten, especially over the last year. And we're just getting started. We're super excited to get in and record new content for season 3 coming next Tuesday, January 18th of 2022. Until then, you can visit tcbpodcast.com for more information about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video, leave us a message, get your free collectible sticker, find all of our sponsors, promos, and specialized URLs, and connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Please subscribe. Chrissy and I do content that you can't find anywhere else on that YouTube channel, and we'd really love to see you there. Sponsors are a new thing for us in season number 2, and I think we've done a good job with some of the commercials, and I think that we probably could have done a better job with others, if I'm just being honest. So here's our promise to you. We will continue to keep the show 100% free, and we'll continue to refine the way in which we choose our sponsors. If you would do us a favor and use the sponsors' URLs and specialized codes whenever you're in the market for their services or products. We get it. We don't want interruptions in our podcast that we listen to either. But as two people who are now creating a podcast, we totally understand where creators are coming from. There's a good bit of time, energy, effort, and quite frankly, money that goes into creating these shows. If we have the opportunity, the ability, and the luck to get sponsors on our show, we feel we should take it. We welcome your opinion and your feedback about anything regarding The Commercial Break, including the commercials and sponsorships. Go ahead and hit us up via the website. We'll never sell your information, we'll never give it away, and it never goes to our sponsors. Do us one more favor. For whatever reason, rankings in the podcast world are super important. They drive new listeners to the show, which allows us to continue to do more and more content to you for free. One of the ways we get rankings is by getting reviews. You can leave one on any podcast publisher that you listen to: Castbox, Podbean, Spotify, Apple, Google, on and on and on. If you would take 3 minutes to leave us a review and rate our podcast, it would be a huge help to us, and we certainly would appreciate it. And hey, you can get a free TCB collectible sticker. Just go to the website and we'll tell you how. And while I have you, let me share one more thing with you. Over the last 2 seasons, we've become friendly with a number of our listeners: Roxanne, William, Jason, Bryant, Daniela, Tina. I can go on and on. They give us show ideas and we love it. It's hard to come up with ideas for 2 shows a week sometimes. And these listeners, these super fans, have done us a huge solid by keeping an eye out for interesting and absurd stuff that we can talk about on the show. If you ever have an idea, please send it to us via text message or voicemail, 661-237-8296, 661-BEST, the number 2, YO. Again, Chrissy and I can't thank you enough for all of the support, and we can't wait to make the show even better in 2022. Season 3. We'll see you in just a couple of days. Thanks for listening. We love you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Bye.